Welcome to Transave's Financial Wellbeing Masterclass. In each episode of the podcast, we will discuss topics that are important to understand if you are serious about improving your finances. Every episode, we will talk to a different guest who specializes in the topics we discuss, hopefully boosting your financial resilience. Hi everyone, and welcome to the Financial Wellbeing Masterclass. My name is Olivia Sharman, and today I'm talking to Andrew Shaw, the Debt Advice Policy Officer at Step Change, and we are discussing dealing with debt. At Transave, when we hear a member is struggling with debt, we refer them to Step Change and their team of experts. We are confident that they provide advice and support based on the individual and their personal situation. So let's hear from Andrew. So, hi, Andrew. Welcome to the podcast. How are you doing today?
Yeah, thank you. I'm very well, thank you.
Good. So, can you tell me a bit about Step Change, your strategy and objectives, please?
Yeah, so Step Change is a charity that exists to create a society free from problem debt. So, we try to achieve that by offering free debt advice and debt solutions to people living across the four nations of the UK. So if you are in financial difficulty, if you have debt problems, then we will provide advice to help you to deal with that. So, you know, advice is primarily provided over the phone or online. We have an online service, which is increasingly popular.
Yeah.
And by guiding people through an assessment of their finances and talking to them about what their options are, then we can help people to recover from their financial problems and to deal with debts in an affordable and a sustainable way.
Yeah, I was looking on your website and I read the yearbook statistics that you published. I think that was last year, wasn't it, in April 2020? And then also the one dealing with coronavirus and debt in coronavirus, which is really informative. I would advise listeners to have a read about that. So what happens when someone starts to miss payments?
So I think it's important to start off by saying that actually people can miss payments for any reason, you know, and the vast majority of people who we deal with are suffering from a financial shock.
Yeah.
It's not their fault. It could be losing their job. It could be illness. It could be, you know, some kind of reduction in benefits or other income. And these are kind of the main things. And you mentioned the stats yearbook earlier, and we do track the reasons that people fall into debt. Those kinds of issues are the sorts of things that people come to us with, you know, the numbers of people who are in problem debt because of overspending or, you know, what we might term sort of a lack of financial responsibility, if you like, are much lower. And actually it tends to be those kind of big life events that cause people to fall into difficulty. So when somebody starts to miss payments, you know, that might be something like a credit card or a loan, they would typically start to receive letters and phone calls from their creditors asking them to make up these payments. People could also be missing payments or what we term priority debts. These are your household bills, your council tax, rent or mortgage, utility bills. And the consequences of not paying those can be that bit more serious. You find yourself more quickly going down the route of sort of further action being taken and those real world consequences, you know, disconnection from your utilities or potentially even something like losing your home. So really, what happens depends on the type of debt you have.
But
I mean, with any of these things, the advice we always give is the earlier that you start to get help and put things in order, the better.
Yeah, because there is quite a lot of different types of debt, isn't there?
That's right. Yeah. And people come to us with all kinds of debt. And, you know, broadly speaking and crudely, we lump them into these two categories of priority and priority debts. You know, there's a bit of nuance there, and some things are sometimes more important than in other cases. But you know, as a rule of thumb, we can look at things in either of those two ways.
What options are there if someone is struggling with debt and can't keep up with the essential payments?
So we talked about priority and non-priority debts, and clearly, As the name suggests, your priority debts are the ones that you should be paying first. So what we would be looking to do with you is to put together a financial statement. So we talk about your income, your outgoings, and what debts you have as well. So the first and most important thing is that you keep up with your living costs. Yeah. So your ongoing rental, mortgage, utility bills, and also make sure you've got enough money for food, clothes, running the car to get to work, whatever it is. Beyond that, we're then looking at how to deal with your debts. So if you've got a little bit left over after you've made those essential bill payments, then you might look to pay those debts down in a sort of a structured way. And we can help talk about, you know, doing things like freezing interest and charges, getting those debts paid off over a period of time. If you're not in a position where you can actually pay those debts back, then we could look at options to write them off, depending on where you live in the UK, you know, things like bankruptcy, debt relief orders, etc. The rules are slightly different depending on where you live, but there are certainly options for you to help you to deal with those debts.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that. It's different in different areas of the UK. So I know you signpost that on your website.
Yeah, we do. Yes. And we have a dedicated office in Scotland, and a lot of the debt solutions in Scotland, you know, you have sort of formal application processes for, etc. Our specialist advisors in that area will help you through that.
So at what point do you think should a person consider going into a debt management plan?
So it really depends on your own financial situation. If you are in a position where you can afford to pay your debts off in a reasonable period of time, and we try and make a calculation based on what would happen if your creditors froze all of the interest and charges. So the amount of debt that you owe isn't going up, it's going down by the amount that you pay off it each week or each month. And generally speaking, creditors will do that. You know, they will when you are in financial difficulty, or when they recognize that you're in financial difficulty, they will agree to freeze interest and charges so that they're not piling on, you know, further difficulty onto what is already a challenging situation. So if you're in a position where, assuming all the interest and charges are frozen, you can pay your debts back within a reasonable period, within a period of years, then that would be a situation where actually a debt management plan might be right for you. Now, we try and keep it vague, because that term reasonable period will be different for everybody. Okay. If you're nearing retirement, for example, then you might be expecting to pay your debts back over a shorter period than somebody who's, you know, just entered the workplace, really. So it's really down to individual circumstances. But, you know, as a rule of thumb, anywhere between sort of 5 to 10 years might be a reasonable period. If it's going to take you longer than that because you haven't got any money left over, that's when you might think, actually, a debt management plan isn't right for me and I need to consider something else. But everybody's situation is different, and this is why we have people as debt advisors and our online service as well, who can have those conversations and can understand what is right for each person individually.
Yeah, it is a very individual kind of solution, isn't it, for anyone that comes to you, I suppose. And I think as well, maybe it's never too late to kind of get in touch with you. Even if you think it is, it's not.
that's definitely right. Yeah. We do say the earlier you get help, the better, but clearly whatever stage you're at, wherever you are with your debts, then we will still be able to look at your situation.
Definitely. So what are the next steps for your clients once they have chosen the right plan for their life?
Once you've chosen a plan, then the next thing to do really is to put it in place. And whatever that plan is, whatever that solution is, we will support you with that. So if you are making repayments to your creditors, then we could help you with that through a debt management plan. So effectively, you would make one payment to us, and we would then share that out among your creditors for you. You don't pay for that, so all of the money that you send goes towards paying your debts down. But for a lot of people, it really helps them to have just one place to worry about paying each month, and then we do the rest. I mean, you know, if you want to, you can pay your debts down individually and make those payments to your creditors directly. And a lot of people do choose to do it that way. if you're confident enough to send your financial plan to all of your creditors yourself and manage those payments on a monthly basis, then that's a perfectly legitimate thing to do. If you're going down one of those more formal routes, what we term the insolvency options, if you're looking at writing debts off, then we will support you with those applications and getting things in place to ensure that that can all go smoothly and mm-hmm. things can be written off and you can be debt-free as quickly as possible. So certainly when you receive advice from us, that's not the end of the road. We would always give you guidance on what you needed to do next, and mm-hmm. we would help you through that process right through until the point where your debts are gone and you're debt-free and you're able to move on.
So just overall, if you do need debt advice, debt change, have experts on hand to give you the support that you would need, you can get advice online or over the phone, and they can recommend a range of solutions based on your situation. And not to mention, the advice is free and confidential and can either be done over the phone or online, which can be accessed 24/7. So thank you, Andrew, for being a guest on today's podcast. Really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to educate our listeners.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. If you need debt advice, Step Change have experts on hand to give you the support you need. You can get advice online or over the phone, and they will recommend a range of solutions based on your situation. Not to mention, the advice is free and confidential. Thank you, Andrew, for being a guest on today's podcast. Really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to educate our listeners. Bye, everyone. We hope you have taken something from today's discussion that can help you become more financially resilient. If you have any questions at all about today's episode or financial well-being, please drop me an email at olivia.sharman@transsaveuk.co.uk. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and recommend your friends to listen. Bye!